Hello. So I'm going to talk you through tying up your cock and balls and then masturbating. So what you're going to need first before we get started with anything is a shoelace or any length of rope. Shoelace is a perfect length. I don't think you really need to get out the rope for this unless you don't want to take your shoelaces off your shoes and you have a length of rope ready, go ahead and use that too. And then, very important, a pair of scissors that you are not scared to get next to your dick and balls. If you get into a bind and you need to get out of it fast, you'll be very thankful that you have those scissors with you. You can always buy another shoelace, but you can't buy another cock and balls. Okay? So I have a pair of like rounded nose scissors that I use on my eyebrows, so I'd be comfortable getting those close to somebody's dick because I already put them close to my eyes. If you have that, that's great, but if you don't have any rounded scissors, just get any scissors you're comfortable putting near your dick because you want them there just in case, okay? So take your shoelace. Take one working end in both hands, so you got one coated end on your right hand and one coated end in your left hand. Bring your right hand to your left. And now put the both working ends in your left hand, and the loop should be in your right hand. So the shoelace should be folded in half, okay, with your left hand has the working end and your right hand has the looped end. So you put the two working ends through the loop in your right hand, and then you pull the working ends with your right hand and you hold on the length of rope with your left. And you should find, if you keep pulling with your right hand, that your left hand becomes entirely encircled by the rope. So you've got the two working ends in your right hand, and your left hand is kind of encircled by a loop in the rope. Okay? So that loop that is currently encircling your left hand right now, you want to put over your dick and behind your balls. So pop it on behind your balls, so that's the closest part to your skin. And tighten it to your satisfaction or lack of satisfaction. Tighten it until you're comfortable or uncomfortable. Just get it as tight as you want. Okay? Now, you want the two working ends to be out in front of your body, right kind of in front of where your balls split. And you take those two working ends, okay, and you bring them up and you put them between your two balls. So you should have a loop around the base of your cock, and then you have your two ends of rope going up, and they go, both of them goes between your balls, okay? And then you take each end and you wrap it around the individual balls. So you can start with the, let's see, just start with whatever ball you want. I'm going to start with my right hand and I'm going to wrap it around, and then you bring it up between the balls again and then around again. So your balls should be wrapped once in the front and twice in the back, and then let it lay down at the base, that end. Okay? So that's one ball wrapped. And then you take the other end and you wrap it down and around and up again through the middle of your two balls and then back to the front. Okay, so now you have both your balls wrapped. There's one loop in front of each in the front. There's two loops of rope behind them in the back. In between your balls is two lengths of rope. And you have both the working ends in the front base of your cock, so under your balls. So then you take those two working ends and you tie them off in the front base of your cock under your balls. And there you should have it. You should have about three loops of rope on the front under your balls, two loops of ropes on the base behind your dick, one loop of rope in front of each of your balls, and two loops of rope on the back of each of your balls, and then two lengths of rope separating your balls. So I did this on my hand because I don't have a proper cock and balls. So I'm going to take a picture of this and post it along with his audio. And hopefully that will kind of help you out if you haven't figured it out. So what you want to do now is make sure your balls, you want to make sure that they do not get cold to the touch at any time during this, okay? I don't want them getting cold. If they get cold, get that rope off. Either untie it or take the scissors that you have and take it off and then just kind of softly massage them. You can wash them off and get comfortable. Just don't let them get cold. And we don't want to keep this on longer than 20 minutes, okay? So with your cock and balls tied up now, depending on how tight it is, you probably won't be able to come. Okay? If it's super tight, I don't think you're going to be able to come. With that being said, now I want you to oil up your dick. Oil up your cock for me. Whatever your favorite to use is. Whatever lube, whatever lotion, whatever you like to use. Get it nice and slippery. Wrap your hand around the base and start stroking it. You can use whatever tightness or whatever speed feels good to you now. Does it feel any different with your cock and balls all tied up like this? Does it make it harder? Your cock, I mean. Also, does it make it harder to stroke? I hope that it's starting to feel pretty good for you. Starting to feel maybe a little tight. And you could try squeezing your dick a little harder. Maybe going a little faster. Seeing how that change feels. Take your other hand. Feel around. Feel your balls. Are they starting to feel a little confined? Starting to get a little tight? Make sure they don't feel cold. Make sure they're still pretty warm. You can rub them a little bit. Keep stroking your cock while you do that. While you're holding your balls. Can you go any faster? Can you take your thumb and just rub the bit right under your head? Does that feel good? Is it a little tease? Go ahead and bring your hand all the way up and stroke your entire cock. Nice and tight and fast. Are you getting close? Do you feel like you're even going to be able to come? Is the rope a little too tight to let you come? Kind of hope it might be. Just get you real fucking frustrated, wishing you could come, but that little rope, the base of your cock won't let you, because you tied it maybe a little too tight, hoping that you wouldn't be able to come. Is that the case? Or did you tie it a little looser, wanting just the aesthetic of the bondage, but still wanting to be able to come, listening to my voice while you come? It's your choice. If you chose to be able to come, I hope you're getting pretty close now. If you chose not to be able to come, I hope you're also getting pretty close, getting pretty frustrated, whimpering. You can try begging. There's nothing I can do. But you can try. I'd love to hear you whimper and beg. I also love to hear you moan. So tell you what. Let's put an end to this torture pretty soon. So, if you chose to come, I'm going to count to 10, and I want you to come when I get down to 1 and tell you to come. And if you chose not to be able to come, you're still going to have to listen to me count to 10 while you keep stroking yourself. Okay? Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Are you moaning and squirming and whimpering? Maybe begging a little bit? I hope so. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me. Or if you're not going to, you can release your cock. Was that fun? Did you enjoy that? So if you have been following along like you should be, you've been tied for just about 10 minutes. It's just an FYI. Like I said earlier, I don't want you tied up more than 20. So if you want to relax for a bit, or if you want to touch yourself again, go for it. I'm not going to stop you. But I want you to know that I want that bondage off your cock in 10 minutes. Then I want you to wash your dick off, give your balls a little massage, moisturize everything again, even though I'm sure it's probably already pretty slick right now, and dry it off. And then get your shoelaces back in your shoe.